Broadcasting live from the Business Radio Atlanta studios, it's time for Media Minds, a discussion held between the minds behind the media, bringing awareness to creativity and brilliance. And here's your host, Sanjay Ture. Good afternoon and welcome back to another episode of Media Minds. I'm super excited to have this guest in the station today because her energy and her personality and her enthusiasm is just super like unmatched. The first time she came into the station was for our ABR show, our Atlanta Business Radio show that we have on Mondays. And she was just like lighting up the room. And I definitely told Lee and Stone that this is someone I would love to have on my show because that energy is something I would definitely want to, you know, replicate. So our guest for today is Sky Estrup. How are you doing today?
Hi, that was the nicest introduction. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm so happy to be here today.
Of course. So I definitely just want to know your background and a little bit more about you because I already know what you do right now and everything, mm-hmm. but I want to know where you started and how everything kicked off.
Yeah, that's such a good question too, because I always wonder that with people that I'm looking to learn from. And I'm like, nobody tells you the steps of how you get
exactly.
to where you are. You're like, I don't know. It happened so many years ago.
Right.
I don't remember, but everybody remembers.
You want to know like the whole nitty gritty. I want
right.
to know everything.
I don't know. I think about that all the time
right.
because it's almost like people don't want to share their steps because they don't want other people to succeed. But it's like,
there's room for everyone.
Right. Like, everybody, if you're authentic and like being who you want to be, then everybody else deserves that chance too.
Exactly.
So it's not going to like hurt you to help somebody else. Anyways, that's
so
my tangent of the
native.
Moment. I'm an Atlanta native. I say that, but I was actually born in Florida, but I
okay.
only lived there for a few months while my dad was in flight school.
You're an Atlanta native. You
yeah.
can still say
I've
that.
Lived here a very long time. I know Atlanta, even though I get lost frequently still.
It's a big city.
It is a big city. And I grew up in the like Alpharetta, Johns Creek area. And it was also like not what it is now. It used to be the place where there was only a Waffle House and a Taco Mac, and now there's Avalon and all this cool walkable stuff. It's
yep.
amazing. So went to high school there and middle school and elementary school, then went to UGA and studied dietetics and
okay.
human development and family science
wow.
in college. Yes.
So how does that come into play with your day-to-day now?
Well, I really majored in dietetics because I think that there's like a section. Oh my gosh, my words today. I should have eaten lunch before this interview. You can
Same.
Always tell when I'm hungry. But so there's a section of dietetics that's just really about like positive body image and feeling good about yourself
right.
and, you know, balancing health with being good to yourself. And that's something that I really loved
yeah.
studying dietetics. But I also got to learn a lot about food and really
right.
I majored in it because of food. And
right.
then that was another little supplement to it. And human development and family sciences is interesting because it was all about intimate relationships, like
mm.
your relationships with family and friends and your people around you
right.
and how those interactions make up your life. And I think that's just really good life
yeah.
skills to know. So all of that just helped me prepare for a better like real world life and experience
right.
because I knew that I wanted to do something with food. Dietetics, I didn't exactly want to be a dietitian. Like in some,
why is that?
I wanted to in some ways because it's like helping people and
mm-hmm.
it's being like sometimes working one-on-one and
right.
be able to coach people through things and improve their lives. But I also started doing a lot of internships and
mm.
shadowing under people. And there was a day, many days, where I would fall asleep. And
wow.
like I was like at a hospital shadowing and you weren't really having positive one-on-one
yeah.
conversations. And you were calculating like values for an IV bag.
Mm.
And that's not really my idea of a
right.
good time. So I was nodding off. Yes, food is. And it was just kind of after having those experiences,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like the more that you can experience anything that you're interested in and just try it out, like for whatever that amount of time is, just to like see if that is something that you have an aptitude for, or if it's something that you actually connect with more than you think. And then if not, you can cross it off and be like, yeah, that's not for me. And at least it's not for you at that exact moment in time. But so I think for me, like, just trying to have as much experience in everything dietetics related allowed me to be like, I think I would like to do something in media with food. Media and food. All those like crazy daydreams of growing up and wanting to be on Food Network, like that might mean something.
So it always was a dream for you,
it totally was. Okay. Like in fourth grade, like there was this project and everybody had to do like a DIY step by step and present to the class.
Yeah.
And most people would like make a popsicle stick frame or learn how to pogo stick or something like that.
Yeah.
And I decided to make a French apple torte from Sarah Moulton's recipe from Food Network. And it's like in fourth grade, that's just, nobody knows the word torte. It's just very,
I don't even.
Weird. Yeah.
So
it's pretty much like a French pie, like a beautiful thing. So
so you were ahead of your time. There you go.
Yeah, I was just – and I, like, wrote myself this whole script, how I had, like – how I locked Emeril in the other room so I could take over for the day and be with Sarah Moulton. It was a whole thing. So
what was the grade on it?
I'm sure it was an A. Like, there you go. Anything food-related I did, I got an A.
Yep.
Also, in school, every project I ever did, I brought food. So that – influenced my grades throughout life in a positive way, but it also, like, that was the thing that got me interested and motivated to present my work. And there's just something about food that connects us all, and I love that. And it's like you could go anywhere. Like you just moved here from Boston to Atlanta. Food can connect you in that way.
Definitely.
If I was like in Thailand 2 years ago and I could talk to people about food, and it just doesn't matter where you are in the world, but you have that in common. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what like drives me to make that the focus of what I do.
Right.
Yeah.
So you left college and you graduated from GSU or
University of Georgia, UGA.
There we go.
In Athens. Go Dogs. That's my school. Yes. So, and also, side note, I'm like the biggest Georgia fan ever.
Oh, really?
My whole family has gone to Georgia. Like, my parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, all of my aunts, uncles, cousins.
Wow.
Like, it's a very big deal to go to Georgia. So, like, I didn't have a choice in the matter.
You had to.
And I'm very grateful to have that experience. So just side note there, love, 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 love the Dogs.
So if you're looking for a college to go to, that's your school?
It's a great school because you have every option of learning. Like, there isn't really a bad area at the school. So like if you want to change major, like if you start something and then want to add on or change, you know that you have an opportunity in another school, which is great. They have a great broadcast school too. Awesome broadcast school. Yeah.
Is it a smaller or bigger school?
It's huge.
Familiar.
Yes.
Oh,
so University of Georgia is, I mean, I think 35,000 students.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's in Athens, and I know you just moved here, but, like, Athens is not that far away. It's
really?
An hour and a half. It is the coolest college town, and you really need to visit. Like, just go for a day
and just look
and
at
eat.
The campus and eat.
And I will give you all the recommendations for eating, yes. And just walk around. Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Georgia mountains up there. So it's nice and hilly for good walks. There's so much to do.
It's a lot of nature. Really?
Yeah, there's some nature. There's a botanical gardens
there. I love botanical gardens.
Okay, I'm going to make you an itinerary. Like, this is happening.
I definitely will with a friend. I definitely will.
Yeah, and just like, and it's an hour and a half, so you could just go for a day trip or you could stay the night.
Right.
I love Athens. Anyways, that's my other plug for my awesome college town. But yeah, so once I was doing all of my internships and shadowing.
And this was during school?
During college.
Okay.
I just started, anything I was involved or anything that I thought sounded interesting, I would involve myself in. I think getting involved and meeting as many people as possible and connecting with people on a genuine level is very important too. And it's been important to me.
Right.
But, yeah, so, but I also, like, I literally went into college with no ambition, too. I was like, oh, I'm going to, like, this is my life. Like, I didn't really see where it went past college because my goal was,
to
because of
college.
My family and all of that, was, like, go to Georgia and then you'll figure it out
from there on. Yeah.
So some people grow up with like a career dream, and mine was a college dream, which is a little bit different.
At least you went though.
And I went and I learned and
graduated.
And before I graduated, I stayed 5 years in college.
Okay.
But the summer before my fifth year, I started interning with a local company called Atlanta Eats.
Awesome.
And it's a food TV show in Atlanta. And it was just starting out. It was like in its first 2 years at that point. And I interned for them and just was like, whoa, I love this. Like we're doing food in and TV and
all of your passions just coming together. Is that where the passion for TV and just like the whole broadcast thing came along?
It kind of made it click for me that that's what I had been looking for. That didn't exist in a major or didn't exist necessarily in like a one-off internship or job, but like this made sense and I wanted to do that.
Right.
Like, so I was like, and I was so happy like doing that at first.
Right.
And so I really like, I think that showed because I put a lot of time
and
energy.
What was your position? What did you do in this internship?
Well, I was kind of a general intern. So I did help with shoots. I helped with sales. I helped with marketing, like any sort of avenue that the company offered. And it was great. And it was amazing because I worked really hard. And by July, I started in May, they decided to hire me. And I still had a year of school left.
Yeah. So were you working at the same time as going to school?
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, for a moment, I was like, should I just drop out of school and, like, just work full time?
Right.
My parents are like, you know, no, that's not a good idea. You're, like, 1 year away. Like, let's get this degree done.
So you finished up.
Yes. So I finished up my fifth year of school while working at Atlanta Eats. Mm-hmm. So I would drive in about 3 days a week from Athens to Atlanta.
How long is that drive?
An hour and a half. But like, here's the thing. Traffic is insane, as you know about Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've experienced
going from Athens to Atlanta, especially in the morning, could take me 3 hours.
Stop.
So I would have to leave before 6 a.m. if I left in the morning, and then I would get there by 9 a.m. Like, it would literally, it would
that
take me
insane.
So long. And then I'd have, like, a 3:30 class, so I'd have to leave at
and
the latest, like, 1:45, 2, and then get back.
Oh, my God.
And then
and would you hit traffic on the way back?
It wasn't as trafficky on the way back, but Atlanta's always trafficky, so you're going to hit some sort of traffic. So I really just, like, kind of had to sacrifice a lot of time.
Yeah,
because
and the
I was,
social life.
Yeah, and luckily, since it was my fifth year, it was, like, a way that this was my like quote unquote adult transition time.
Yeah.
Like that's what I kind of said to people, that this was my real world transition and just getting to know everything.
Right.
But it was, you know, it's like, it's hard to do that and take a full schedule and also have a job and go back and forth. And
but it's easy to do when you're really passionate about the thing that you're doing.
Right. Right. Definitely. I think that, you know, if there's motivation and knowing that I had a job when I graduated was motivation too. So after I graduated, I started on with Atlanta Eats. I continued working there for another like year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And my roles were primarily in sales and marketing and social media and PR. So I was doing a lot
of
things.
And is that
what
you wanted to do? Or did you find that out later that you really liked it? What was
the Yeah, that's
situation?
Actually a funny question because they hired me for sales initially.
Okay.
And, you know, I had a knack for it, but I just, it wasn't really like my thing. Like I didn't feel that I was connecting as much, but I made them very well aware that I wanted to do TV.
Right.
So I knew that there were opportunities.
You're just going to take any position you could get just to find your way there.
Just to like skate around. So at the time that I onboarded, there was a transition from the person who was in charge of marketing and social media. And I begged, I was like, can I please take this over? I know I can do a good job. So I did. And from there, I mean, I grew social media.
Did you have training for it or did you just know how to do it on your own?
I just started, you know, experimenting and spending a lot of time and energy, like seeing what worked and what I just really was excited about the instant gratification of social media. And it also gave me like an audience. And so it was nice. So I learned a lot of skills there and I helped grow that account. I took it on. It had about 5,800 followers, that Instagram, and when I left, I had over 40,000. So I had it. Yeah. So
that is crazy.
I lit that food account up a little bit.
You sure did.
Yeah. And so that was really fun. But it was just with all of, I was still holding on to my sales role and still writing like press releases and stuff. So I just got a little bit burnout after a while. Which is fine, which I think it's good to acknowledge. Yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that something else that I've learned is that some people will stay in a job because it's a job, even if they're unhappy or they don't feel like they're growing or they just feel some sort of disconnect between the job, but they'll stay in it because it's a job.
Safety, too.
Safety, comfort, just feeling that way, but you're never going to grow and learn if you don't take a risk. And so,
and what risk was yours?
So my first risk was deciding to leave Atlanta Eats when I knew that I had, you know, a comfortable job, lots of connections, doing things in the food space from, and also the nostalgia of like knowing how much I loved this job to begin with. And I had a segment on CBS every week, which I failed to mention, which was awesome. So
how did you come up with that? Don't just skip over that one.
That little thing on the side.
CBS, you know, something little.
Well, the TV show Atlanta Eats aired on CBS. So they gave us like a spot to promote it on Thursdays.
Wow.
And so I just talked to my bosses and I was like, I want to be on TV. Like, please let me do this. So once the reception was good and that I looked good, like, you know, I wasn't blanking on screen and it was working out. Then I just started doing that and I had that for over a year.
And that was good for your reel, huh?
Yes, very good for my first reel. And I'm working on my next reel right now. I'm working on getting that cut. But yeah, so it was like amazing experience. And also Atlanta Eats had a radio show, which gave me a lot of radio experience too. And I loved it. It was so much fun. And
what was the segment about?
It was just called Atlanta Eats Radio. And Mara Davis was the host. And she would just bring on any kind of like restaurant or food or cool Atlanta guests. And I just helped like host it with her. And it was so much fun. I wish that show was still on. Yeah, it was a blast. So during that time, a lot of media experience simultaneously.
So with,
like,
all of that, you have social media, you have television going on, you have radio going on.
Yeah.
You still felt the urge to try to grow and move on to the next big thing. And that's a really crazy and admirable thing to do.
Thanks.
Knowing that you're so comfortable in a space and then having to leave just for growth's sake.
Yeah, it is. And it takes a lot of like reflection and awareness on your part of what's going on with you. But for me, I just listen to my gut. I'm very like, I'm very spiritual and I'm very intuitive in those ways. And I just knew that it was my time. Yeah. And if I am not feeling happy, then I know it's time to move on.
Right.
So I got good experience, but I was willing to bet that I could continue having experience that was good and not lose my contacts by moving on to somewhere else. And so that's when Taste of Atlanta came in 3 years ago, and they needed a marketing manager. So I was like, great, I don't have to do sales or PR anymore. Like, I'm gonna go do that. And marketing consists of a lot of things, like partnerships with people, broadcast and radio opportunities, and being that brand ambassador. And managing all email and social media there. So I'm saying 3 years ago because I left Taste of Atlanta less than 2 weeks ago. So this is really still fresh off
the press.
Very fresh. but this was all going down 3 years ago that I was shifting over and starting with Taste and gonna get just my life a little more balanced because I was promised, like, you know, more of a 9-to-5 work day instead of working all the time and commuting and all of that. And I was a little bit burnt out, like I said, and a little bit ready to have just like a schedule and know that, like, I don't have to check my email after 5 p.m. I don't have to be on call on Saturdays. Like, that was nice.
So how was this change for you?
Yeah.
That transition, how did it go?
It was a transition for sure. And I think it was, I don't even know if I've completely processed it even these years later, but it was definitely different. And I think it's really hard for some people. It definitely was hard for me that leaving your first job is really hard. It's like breaking up with somebody.
And it's like a family almost. Yeah. You're just so comfortable with everyone that you're working with. And
definitely.
Yeah.
And it was like, you don't want to hurt relationships, but people get their feelings hurt when you leave. And I understand that. So I was just kind of like, I think that was more of the transition. Like, it was sort of, I was feeling nostalgic toward the job that I had, but I knew that it was time because I was listening to my gut. And then also just trying to adjust to a new job is like just tricky. Like, what do they expect from you? How can you make sure that you do as good of a job? Do you like believe in yourself enough to do a great job? Yeah. Because that's really what determines if you do a great job, if you believe in yourself.
Right.
So that's probably more of my mental process during that time.
So now you're in Taste of Atlanta.
Yeah. Then I was in Taste of Atlanta right after that. And I started working with media partners and working like overseeing graphic design for our brand, overseeing PR for our brand, working on all of our social media and boosting all of that up.
So was this like a higher position from the last job that you had?
Sort of. I mean, okay. I would really probably – okay, it was a manager role, so yes, it was a vertical move. But it was also like a slimmed down position where it was more of just marketing and social media and overseeing all these other things versus sales, marketing, account exec, social,
so many PR, different titles,
broadcast. Yeah, so this gave me a little bit more of an opportunity to just focus on the things that I liked at that point and had success with. And I really enjoyed building up the accounts. I did the same sort of thing. We had about 5,200 followers when I started Taste of Atlanta's account. And when I left, we had 49,000 followers. Wow. So
this is what she does, guys.
Yeah. I'm just trying to put some good food pics out there.
Yeah.
I'm eating so much. I have to take pictures when I eat. It's all about the pics. Yeah. It's about there's a lot of factors, but definitely pics.
Yeah.
And good food. And yeah, I like that stuff. Gosh, eating. We should have brought lunch to eat through this conversation.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah, we might have to. But yeah, like, it was just good to kind of craft, I guess the expression is craft my skills or whatever the skill idiom is.
So what was your day-to-day when you were working at Taste of Atlanta?
Kind of different all the time, but mainly just working with my media partnerships and a lot of emails, really, and scheduling social on Hootsuite and just monitoring social media, scheduling e-newsletters, kind of humdrum marketing tasks. Yeah. But whenever we had any sort of broadcast or radio segment, like I would be the brand ambassador, which was great. And then I started formulating their marketing plan so that – or their social media plan – so that I could be hosting Facebook Lives, and then that would influence all of our social media and e-newsletter and all of that. And then it gives me some camera time and something to look forward to during the week, too.
Yep.
So that was really nice, and it definitely gave me a lot of skills. I'm really thinking of whatever that expression is. Like, it's not crafting your skills. It's, like, harnessing your skills or, like, honing in on
your skills.
Something like that.
I think you would know more than I would.
I think it's we're almost there, but we're not there. And I'm probably going to have to look in the idiom dictionary after this. Yeah.
So we spoke about growth and how you were in a position where you know that you had to listen to your gut and you had to move on. So I'm sure you have to do this in Taste of Atlanta. Yeah. And now you have moved on from that position. And what are you doing now?
Yeah, this is where it gets so exciting. We're getting so high energy, Sanjay. So as we all know from my story so far, that I have moved on from Taste of Atlanta and just did that a couple of weeks ago. And I was having those same gut feelings that I had when I left Atlanta Eats just a few years before that. And I knew that I was not at my happiest and life is just too short to sit in a place where you don't feel happy. And then after I started acknowledging that and started working on myself on what does that mean? How do I move forward? Yeah. You know, what do I want to do that's feasible for me to just have a working job right now? I realized that switching just to another full-time job was not the
thing to do.
Not the path for me.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a job that really completed everything that I want creatively. And then the first job that I saw was a part-time position. I was like, wait, this is the coolest thing that I've seen. And I've been searching jobs for 2 weeks, but it's a part-time job. Yeah. How do I swing this? Then I was like, oh, I'll just take on clients. And I'll just have a lot of things going on with different clients that I like,
yeah,
and be able to work with people and help them and just kind of feed this positive energy and help spread that to their companies, brands, businesses. And then right. that'll kind of reflect back on to me. And all I want to do is just spread good in this world right. and help people with the skills that I have. And that's when it kind of snapped. And I was like, whoa, okay. I'm going to take on clients. So I started meeting with some people that had actually offered me like full-time jobs in the past couple months or just had been talking to me yeah. about career stuff. And I wanted to see if there was any part-time work available. And then luckily there was, and I took them on as clients. And then after I had a couple clients sign on, I was like, all right, it's time. The timing is now. Yeah. And
you did this while you were still working just to test it out and see how it was going to work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like not during like office hours okay. or anything. Of course. But I just was kind of communicating, like really yeah. like working late nights to figure all my stuff out right. and see what that next step was going to be. But I was just like, let me just get a client or two and mm-hmm. then I'll feel like that's validation enough that I can handle being my own boss and work for myself.
Yeah.
And just see where this goes. And that's where I am now is Sky Estroff LLC. Really creative name.
No, I love it. And I actually want to know why you just chose your name.
Yeah. I think that it's something that's searchable and makes a lot of sense. It connects with all of my other social media and my mm-hmm. website so that it's not confusing. There isn't yeah. any like anything like that. And then also I'm still freelancing TV and radio.
Okay.
So I want anybody who's searching me to be able to find me right. in those ways. And I also didn't want to whittle it down to like a consultant. Like I didn't want to be like Sestroff Consulting or whatever. Yeah. yeah. I want to be able to work with people that are great, that right. are doing great things. And that doesn't mean that they have to only be in one category yep. or that it's only one task that I'm
doing. There's just so many other branches to the whole yes. Sky Estroff
yes.
business.
Absolutely. There's so many branches, and it's really just about when the timing is right and the people are right and we all can work together. And I'm so happy that I'm in this space now, and yeah. I've felt validated a lot from this experience. And really, I think it's because I took that kind of inside look at mm-hmm. myself and reflected before I made this move and really started to process and really, you know, doing this for reasons that are not just taking a job for money or yeah. something. Like this is because,
and that's big.
Yeah. And like sharing that openly with an audience. Like I announced my job change last Friday on social and okay. on my LinkedIn and all of that, and launched a new website, which y'all should check out. Sky, SKYE hyphen Estroff, ESTROFF, like French fry, .com. But when I launched all that, I just am so grateful that I received a wave of support yeah. and it made me feel like, okay, there's so much positivity already coming out mm-hmm. of this situation that shows that this is the right path for right. me, and it's only going to keep bringing good things to people.
How does it feel to be your own boss right now?
It's cool. Yeah. Like it really hasn't even set in because I feel like I was sort of hustling a lot while I was in my other jobs yeah. too. So I feel in one regard, I do feel free. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've listened to like Freedom by Beyonce. I've listened to Lizzo nonstop. I've listened to Miley Cyrus yep. News, like songs and albums. I've listened to everything that just makes
female
me feel
empowerment.
Yes. Yep. That's how I feel. I feel like this is awesome. Like right. my life is in control by me and yeah. I can do what I want to do. But I also feel like it's a different shift because I never understood those people that were like workaholics. But now
because
I'm like,
there's no 9 to 5. You can just continue working anytime. And does that affect you in any way? Because there's no specific 9 to 5, do you overwork yourself or do you not work enough? Like, what's the situation?
Well, as I'm in week 2 of this, but I definitely see that I'm more eager to work more and do more hours and talk to my people more because I'm only working with people that I truly enjoy working with. So, like, for example, yesterday was the one day that I cleared on my schedule, said, I'm taking off, I'm getting a massage, I'm sitting by the pool and reading, I'm just going to turn off and chill. And that was way harder than it needed to be.
Really?
Way harder.
Did you get emails coming in and all that good stuff?
Well, I don't have my notifications turned on for emails because I do think that that's an important, like, balance thing. Like, I still have my emails on my phone, but I just don't have the little red symbol that says that I have a notification coming in, which is a good life balance thing because sometimes it'll give you anxiety.
I have
and
that
nobody
with social
needs
media.
That. Yes. I have my notifications turned off there, too. I just think that's a little too much.
Right.
It's too much. You don't need that. I don't think that everybody needs that. What you think is best for you, go for it. But for me, it creates anxiety because I'm just wired that way. But yesterday, I just was like, oh my gosh, I need to do this and that. Mm-hmm. And I need to check my email. But I didn't allow myself to. Mm-hmm. And that made me realize how much of a need there is to disconnect and balance that out. And also, at the same time, it was nice. I'm getting my massage. I'm having a million billion thoughts go through my head during the time. And normally, that would stress me out and I'd be mad at myself for thinking during a massage because you just want to chill. Like, you want to be at the point where you're pretty much unconscious on the table.
It's literally like meditation almost. You're just supposed to lay there and just not think about anything.
It is. I like want them to blast the music and just wash my brain out a little bit. But I wasn't mad at myself yesterday and didn't allow myself to judge. And I was also like, all of these things that I'm stressed about are all things that I can do, that I can take control of, that I can figure out. And if it doesn't happen on this table, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'll get it done. It's not stressing about somebody being like, it's not stressing about like relationships in a workplace or, you know, you're off your email, your boss is going to freak out at you. It's
not
stressing about
in a timely manner.
Exactly. It's like you don't have anybody like watching over you, eagle-eyeing everything. Yeah. This was more of like, I have stress and like that's okay, but it's all in a positive way now because I know that I'm going to work hard on what I'm doing and make it happen for my people because I believe in what they're doing.
So right now, are you still working with food companies or is it just television and radio right now?
It's everything.
Okay.
So right now with my clients, it's mainly food.
Okay.
Food, health, and wellness are my like main clients right now, which is great.
Yeah.
And I am doing a mix of social media and marketing and PR,
wow,
which is really
up
cool.
Your alley.
Yeah. So it's like I don't have to do the same exact task every day, which is wonderful. And also to really be able to do a like, it's on one hand not doing the same thing every day. On the other hand, also being very specific in my work for a specific client so that there's no misunderstandings.
Right.
Like, I will give you 3 posts per channel per week, and this is the amount of hours it's going to take me, and this is what I expect from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it is black and white.
Right.
It is, you know what to expect, I know what to expect, and we are on the same page, and there's nothing else outside of that that is expected.
Right.
I love that. But so I'm doing that. And then with TV, I'm working with Fox and CBS and doing some food segments on there, which is very fun. And I love doing that.
I bet you do.
Yes.
It sounds exciting.
Yes, it's really fun. Last week on Friday, I had a segment on CBS about barbecue.
Ooh.
Loved that. Got to bring in some food. And then tomorrow I'm supposed to have a segment on Fox 5 and I have like, it's a Skype in. So it's kind of a different form, which is really good to
know.
That's
cool.
Yeah. So I just like sit in my little home office and look cute and just talk for 2 minutes about restaurant recommendations.
Wow. So I feel like you've paid your dues. You've done everything that was necessary or needed to get to where you are today. And I bet you're just so proud of yourself because you literally did the work. And I think that's so inspiring listening to your story and everything that you've done, because I'm on my journey, and hearing stories like this just encourage me to keep going, and it's telling me that I'm on the right path. I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing to get where I need to be.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that that's valid. First of all, that is so nice of you. Thank you. But second of all, I definitely believe in that. And just if you hear something and it clicks with you, that is your validation right there. And that is your motivation to keep pushing and like doing what you want to do. And it's also showing that like the way that you've put on this podcast and this is your way to connect with people. And it's also giving you a whole new skill to learn podcasting, which I don't know how to do. And I might need to learn from you. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. And it's just always listening to that. If you're in tune with yourself, you're always going to know what's next for you.
That's big. And I feel like the biggest thing I've learned throughout my journey is it's not going to happen exactly the way you thought it would happen.
Yes.
And success is not linear.
Yes.
It definitely has turns and flips and all of that. So I'm just going to take it for what it is.
For sure.
Yeah.
And just knowing that you might have this goal in mind that's like your dream ideal. Like in my mind, that's always been like Food Network.
Right.
But maybe there's something bigger, better destined for you that is more fulfilling that you just don't even know about.
Right.
So it's like you want to have specific goals, but at the same time, you could be fulfilled in so many ways that you don't want to limit yourself to opportunities.
Yeah.
And it's just good to be open to anything that's positive, that you resonates
feel, with you.
Yes, that you feel that connection and you feel like a good energy around, then that's what you should be saying yes to. And also my friend Taylor just moved out to Denver, quit her job, started this whole new life, literally the same timing that I'm quitting my job.
Wow.
Pretty cool. But her whole expression right now is either say hell yes or no.
Okay.
So it either needs to excite you and motivate you, or you don't need it in your life. It's just taking time away from something precious.
That was really good. I had to have a second to think about it. Like, wow.
Yeah. You either get excited and be like, oh, hell yeah. Or no, that's not for me right now. And I'm going to move forward. But saying yes to opportunities in an enthusiastic way will just keep leading to more enthusiastic opportunities.
So we are coming to the end of our segment here on Media Minds. And I'll definitely want to close off with just asking you, what is some great advice that you have for someone that's on their path to TV or radio? Because this is Media Minds and this is just basically people who are involved in the media world. So what's your advice?
My advice, I'll take it from some of the stuff we talked about here. Definitely make good connections and cultivate those relationships. Also, to keep working on what you do. And if you hear no, you just keep going and find a different route and do it on your own. Don't wait for somebody to come around. We talked about this earlier today. Yeah. I totally believe in that. And to just keep doing something every single day. It doesn't need to be big, but if you do a little something for you every day toward that goal, it will inch you closer to that goal.
Oh, yeah.
It might not happen in the timing that you expect, but it will eventually come to fruition.
Right. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today.
Thank you.
Is Sky Escroft, and I would definitely want you to give us your social medias and your website again so people can connect with you.
Yes, I would love for y'all to follow my journey and everything that's going on, and also connect with me for any TV and radio freelance opportunities, social media, marketing, or PR. My website is Sky, SKYE-Estroff.com. And then my social media is at sky.estroff. And then my Twitter is at Tweet for the Sky, but I don't really use it. But you're welcome
to
follow me.
Tweet for the Sky.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh, thank you. I really am not a Twitter person, but totally follow me if you want to. If you just like search me, Sky Estroff, you'll find everything that you need to know. But I would love to hear your stories and see if this message connects with you too.
Thank you again. And this is Sanjay Ture for Media Minds.